living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill. 617 Squadron had been formed for a special purpose. Everyone knew that. The quality of the battle-wise aircrews that had been chosen and the unusual, highly concentrated training they had been given made it fairly obvious. But only Wing Commander Gibson knew they were to cripple Germany's war effort by smashing the Ruhr dams. Then the mission was scheduled for the following night. He called his pilots, bomb aimers and navigators into the briefing room to detail the plan for them and answer their questions. For 5 hours, the gunners, engineers and wireless operators waited in a fever of speculation, and they made the situation difficult when their companions returned to the mess.
Yeah, training, he says. More training, and he was lying in his dentures.
Put yours in, Toby, old boy.
My old pal Mickey Martin, and he lies to me. Training. And this afternoon was the biggest flap we've had in months. Training. And the M.O. doll's out sleeping pills.
Get off your soapbox, Toby.
Yes, it's all right for the pilots and the navigators and the bomb aimers. They can be told what's going on. Yeah, but not the rest of the air crew. Oh, no. We get the chop just the same, but we're not worthy
Shut up,
to be...
Shut up!
Hey. Now, wait a minute, Mickey. You're not going to pull your rank on me, are you? This is a mess.
I said shut up, Toby. Now, listen. Listen, all of you. There was a flap on this afternoon, yes. But unless you were in the briefing room, it's not your business. When you're wanted for an op, you'll be told. Meantime, mind your own business. And if you take my advice, you'll get to bed early. And you won't drink any more than you have to.
Wait a minute, Mickey. I didn't mean it.
All right, Toby, all right. Now, lay off it like a good fella. If there's anything you don't know, you'll be told in the morning. I'm going to bed.
Well. It's the first time I've seen Mickey Martin blow up. Now I know there's a flap on.
Good morning, Humphreys.
Good morning, sir. Nice morning.
Yes. I hope it stays that way. Now get your notebook, will you? I want you to draw up the flying program.
Training, sir?
No.
Beg pardon, sir?
I said no, Humphreys. We'll go to war tonight. But I don't want the world to know. Just mark your list night flying program, but don't mention the words battle order.
Yes, sir.
And tell Doc Watson I want to see him immediately. Gibson here.
This is Cochrane.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've had the weather reports, Gibson. All clear.
That means...
Yes. I'll be down at Scampton at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Wallace will be with me. Have the boys ready.
I will, sir. Any ifs or buts?
No ifs or buts. All clear.
Right. We'll be expecting you, sir.
Well, how do you feel, Guy?
All right.
I believe your dog was killed last night.
That's right, yes. I hope it isn't an omen.
That's nonsense, Guy, and you know it.
Yes, sir, I know. Well, what have you got for me? Anything new?
A couple of things. These are the final photographs of the dams. They were taken this morning.
Anything new?
No. The shadows are still there, but we have no way of telling what they are. Just a matter of keeping your fingers crossed, I'm afraid. The water in the Myrna Dam is 4 feet from the top. That makes it just right for us.
And the weather will hold?
The weather will hold. Fine and clear. Full moon. This is the first time I've known the weather gremlins to agree. But they say it's dead right.
And where's Wallace?
I'm making a last check on the bomb fuses. He'll be there for the briefing. Have you Had any leaks in security?
No, none that I know of. All the boys know something's going on. Those who weren't at the first briefing yesterday are pretty browned off, but there haven't been any leaks.
All right, Guy. Let's get down to final details. The first formation you will lead. There's to be three waves, 9 aircraft in the first and 5 in the second and third, taking off with 10 minutes between waves. Now, who are your skippers?
Myself, Hopgood, Martin, Young, Astle, Maltby, Maudsley, Knight and Shannon.
Good. You attack the Myrna, and once the Myrna is breached, those who have not bombed will go on to the Ada.
That's right, yes. Now, the second formation takes off at normal intervals. Mm-hmm. Now, the skippers are McCarthy, Byers, Barlow, Rice and Munro.
Mm.
They attack the Sorper, and they cross the coast by the northern route to split the German defences.
Right.
The third formation takes off as the Mobile Reserve, consists of Townsend, Brown, Anderson, Otley, and Burpee.
Good. And the code word for a successful raid?
Nigger.
Right. And that's all, Guy. What's the time?
Just on 1600.
Well, let's go and talk to the chaps.
Attention, please. Attention, please. All air crews, repeat, all air crew of 617 Squadron, report to the briefing room immediately. All air crew, repeat, all air crew of 617 Squadron, report to the briefing room immediately.
You've all been so carefully trained that there's very little more for me to tell you. I know you don't like listening to boffins anyway. However, there is one point upon which the whole success of the attack depends. The pilot must hold his aircraft level at 60 feet, and the bomb aimer must release dead on target. Is that clear?
Now, gentlemen, you've all been told what to do so often that you must know it by heart.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I can teach you about your jobs, but I want you to know this. If your mission tonight is successful, you will have brought the end of the war very, very much closer. The work you are going to do tonight could not be done even by a battleship or by a whole division of the army. If you succeed tonight, you will wreck at one stroke a great part of the German war potential. You will strike at the very heart of the industrial empire which supplies his troops in the field. Tonight, when you go out, very few people in England will have the faintest idea where you are going. If you come back successful, every man, woman, and child will know. Every man, woman, and child will bless you. I have been asked to convey to you all the warmest good wishes of the Chief of Air Staff, the Chief of Bomber Command, and the Prime Minister. To theirs, I join my own. Good luck, chaps, and God bless you. And if you don't mind, I'd like the privilege of joining you at mess tonight. That's all.
Just a tick, chaps. There's still quite a while before dinner, so I suggest instead of just nattering and getting browned off, we'll take another look at these targets. Flight leaders, assemble your crews and we'll go over it again right from the beginning.
Jenny Wallace?
No, thank you. Tell me, what are the boys doing now?
Oh, still working in the briefing room. Gibson's taking them back and forth over their parts.
Is that necessary, do you think?
Not necessary, perhaps, but wise. The iron or tube for an operation, the hardest of all on the men's nerves.
Better they should be occupied, then.
Oh, much better. Nothing else for them to do except come back to the mess or go to their quarters and write letters home or try to snatch an hour with their girls. Anyway, it's bad for them. They can relax when they come back.
If they come back.
That's one thing none of us dares to think about too much. If I let myself brood on it, I'd feel like the public hangman.
That's what I'm feeling now.
seemed a wonderful idea at the beginning, but now, looking at all those boys, they are only boys, you know, I begin to doubt my own wisdom.
Oh, you mustn't do that, old man. Look at it another way. If this operation comes off, it'll shorten the war by many months. It'll save many, many thousands of lives, soldiers, sailors, airmen, civilians. Those who do not come back tonight, there will probably be some, will be the ransom for all those other lives.
And if it fails?
It can't fail. It daren't fail.
You know, Cockrum, there are times when I envy you service people.
Hmm? Why?
Well, you at least have the comfort of solidarity. You're bound by an oath of service which relieves you of a certain amount of personal responsibility and gives you a share in a corporate responsibility, which isn't the same thing.
It weighs heavily enough, even at that.
We backroom boys, on the other hand, are very much alone. We stand over our drawing boards and design weapons of war. We apply theoretical knowledge to the fabrications of instruments of destruction. We push forward the frontiers of knowledge, but we've no control over the application of that knowledge. May cost 1,000 lives, may cost none. We sit alone in our back rooms and juggle with destiny. Sometimes I feel very much alone.
If you spoke like that to the boys in the briefing room, most of them wouldn't understand you. You see, Wallace, there's a sort of law of compensation which works in human life. Those boys have something that you and I may have had once, but will never have again. Union of spirit, comradeship, which is a very deep spring of strength. You know, like David and Jonathan. Our love was wonderful, passing the love of a woman. That's in the Bible, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's in the Bible.
Well, this won't do at all. You know, Wallace, we're both getting morbid. Oh. Another sherry, please, Todd.
Well, that's all, chaps. Any more questions?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it, Mickey?
Please, teacher, can I leave the room?
Go to blazes.
I say, Skipper, do we get leave when this show's over?
If we don't, I'm clearing out to join the land army. All right, chaps. Consider yourselves briefed and ready to go. Takeoff time is 2100 hours. See you all at mess. Good luck.
After this second and final briefing, all those who were to take part in the mission knew what was ahead of 617 Squadron. Supper in the mess that night was quiet and rather strained. Crew members were occupied by their own thoughts, while the others wondered why a training flight should be taken so seriously. But Anne Fowler guessed. She knew that Dave Shannon was to face the real thing.
They're very quiet in there tonight, Anne. Usually raising the roof at dinner time.
Yes. They're having eggs for dinner, too.
You mean...
They always have eggs for dinner. And they go out on a knock.
I thought it was just a training flight.
No. Not this time. This is the real thing.
David Shannon's going out, too, isn't he? Oh, I forgot, Anne. I'm sorry.
Yes. He's going out.
Hasn't he told you anything?
He can't. He wouldn't.
Women like us shouldn't fall in love. We know too much. We see too much. Makes it all the harder.
No. It's harder for the men.
I don't think so. They go out together, they come back together. And if they don't come back, and there's no more pain, no more waiting, no more hoping when there isn't any hope.
Don't say anymore.
Why not say it, Anne? Better to face it together than face it alone.
Yes. Yes, I suppose so.
Will you be seeing David before the takeoff?
Yes. They're usually pretty busy, but he promised to come for a moment. I'll see you later, Faye. I think I'd like to be alone a while.
All set to go, sir?
Yes, all set. I've got a favour to ask, Chiefy.
Oh, anything you want, sir.
Well, it's about Nigger. I'd like you to bury him for me, if you would.
Oh, of course, sir.
Bury him in the flower bed just outside my office. Dead on midnight.
Dead on midnight, sir?
By then we shall be in amongst it.
Oh, yes, I'll do it, sir.
Thanks, Chiefy.
Yes, sir?
Thanks for all you've done. I'd have been lost without you.
Oh, no thanks needed, sir. By the way, sir, when you get back, I'd like you to come down to the sergeant's mess just to start off the celebrations.
That's a promise. Now, when I get back, I'm going to lead the boys in the biggest binge of all time.
And I'll stand by to put you all to bed, sir.
Thanks.
Well, I'll check you before takeoff, sir. Still got quite a few things to do.
Hello, Skipper.
Oh, hello, Dave.
You won't want me for 10 minutes, will you?
No, Davey. You're all clear. It'll take off time.
Oh, I promised Anne I'd see her before I left.
She's a nice girl, Dave. You keen?
Yes, Skipper, we're both of us keen.
Well, off you go. You haven't got all that much time.
Hello, Anne.
I've been waiting for you, David.
Yes, we're all set for takeoff. Darling, I wanted to say, in case I don't...
Don't say it, David. Please don't.
No, of course not. It's always the same. I always get the jitters before we leave. But once we're in the air, well, it seems to be all right then. Funny, isn't it?
I'll be waiting for you, David. No matter how late it is, I'll be waiting.
Put your arms around me.
Good luck, David. Come back safe.
Hiya, Skipper.
Hello, Mac.
I got time for a cigarette before I check the kind. You mind if I sit down?
No.
Thanks. Oh, here, have one of mine.
No, oh, thanks, Mac.
Well? We got a good night for it, Skipper.
Couldn't be better.
Good for the Jerrys, too, though. Full moon, clear sky. We'll have to watch out for night fighters.
We always do, Max, so what's the difference?
Sure. What's the difference? You ever get the jitters, guy?
Well, doesn't everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, but funny about this time. It's different. You know, other missions, it's follow my leader, watch the flak drop your eggs, head for home if you're lucky. This time it's sort of larger than life, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean, Mac.
Most of the other boys feel the same way. Hey, imagine the line shooting when we get back, huh?
Yes, imagine.
What's time, Skip?
Hmm? Oh, 11:09.
Well, I guess that's that. Good luck, guy.
Good luck, Mac. Righto, chaps. My watch says it's time to go.
Chiefy Powell!
Yes, Mr. McCarthy?
What is it, sir? My bus, Q for Queenie. It's out of action, leaking hydraulics.
Oh, T for Tom's in service, sir.
I know. My crew's on board now, but there's no compass deviation card. These ruddy jerks in the instrument all...
Well, I'll get it for you, sir. I'll get it.
Here we are, ready for takeoff, and some boneheaded jerk forgets a simple thing like
here
a compass...
Ah,
oh, thanks. Oh, blazes!
You're chutes open, sir.
I know! I picked it up with a ripcord by mistake. Oh, nuts, I'll go without one.
Oh, no need for that, sir. There's a spare just on the edge of the tarmac. Hang on.
Come on, Joe. Start your motor. We're late for takeoff.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks, Chiefy. Thanks.
Good luck, sir. Good luck.
Flaps 30. Flaps 30. Radiator's open. Radiator's open. Throttle's locked. Throttle's locked. We're prepared to take off. Okay, rear gunner.
Okay.
Okay, bomb aimer.
Okay.
Soon enough. Don't want to give them too much warning.
They've got some pretty good flak gunners in the coast defenses.
Too good. I wonder if the others have taken off yet.
The last of them.
Hmm? Oh, it's you, Miss Powder. Yes, it's the last of them.
What are their chances?
Well, I wouldn't know, Miss, any more than you. But if training can do it, and guts can do it, they'll be all right. Is your boy with them tonight?
Yes. Yes, my boy is with them.
Well, if I were you, Miss, I'd try to get some rest. Be quite a few hours before they come home. You don't want to look like a wreck when your man comes back, do you?
No. No, I suppose not.
He'll be back, Miss. Never fear.
I know. But they never all come back. Never.
Skipper, 70 minutes from now.